Good morning, church.
大家早。
October is our missions month.
十月是教会的宣道月。
And you are all invited to do your part to finish the Great Commission task.
邀请各位尽你们一份的力量来完成神的大使命。
As the Lord speaks to you throughout this month, the Lord may tell you, pray.
当这个月当神与你说话的时候，他或许会对你说祷告。
Pray for the gospel to be preached to the ends of the earth.
为福音能传遍到地极而祷告。
The Lord may tell you to give.
神也或许会对你说奉献。
Give above and beyond to expand God's kingdom.
超出你能给的范围来拓展神的国。
As a church, the Lord may tell us to send.
神或许会对我们教会说差遣。
Send out more laborers to the field, for the workers are few.
差派更多的工人到禾场，因为收割的人少。
And during the missions conference next week, the Lord may prompt you to go.
在下个礼拜的宣道年会，神或许会激励你去。
Especially go to the least reached people groups who have no access to a Bible, a church, or other Christians.
特别是去未得之名的地方，他们或许没有接触过圣经、教会或信徒。
But today, for Jesus' sake, I call on all believers in our church to give in faith.
今天为了耶稣的缘故，我想呼召我们教会里所有的信徒，靠着大信心来奉献。
Give with great faith and participate in the RCCC Missions Faith Pledge.
靠着大信心来奉献，并且参与若哥的宣道事工，信心应许。
When we give in greater faith, our faith will grow exponentially.
当我们靠着极大的信心奉献，我们的信心就一定会增长。
And for our online audience who may be members of a different church, I also urge you to participate and please give towards the Great Commission in your own faith community.
如果您正在参加我们网络上的崇拜，但是属于其他教会的，我还是极力的邀请您一同参加，在您所属的教会里也为大使命奉献。
Now, why should we participate in the Faith Mission Pledge?
我们为什么要参与宣道事工信心应许呢？
The Missions Fund is raised to support our global partners, our mission workers, and our gospel projects.
我们筹募宣道基金是为了帮助在各国各地的宣道机构、宣教士和福音事工。
This is a pledge that is promised now in faith and given throughout 2022.
这是一个应许，现在靠着信心立下这个应许，然后在2022年一年当中奉献。
It is above and beyond our regular tithes and offerings.
这个奉献是在教会一般奉献以外的金额。
So why should we participate in the faith pledge?
所以我们为什么要参加这个信心应许呢？
First, the Great Commission is God's priority.
因为神以大使命为优先。
And because the Great Commission is God's priority, it must be our church's priority.
正因为神以大使命为优先，我们教会也应当以大使命为优先。
We should all participate in the faith pledge to expand God's kingdom.
我们理当参与信心应许，拓展神的国度。
In Mark chapter 16, 15, it says, And he, Jesus, said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation.
在马可福音第十六章十五节中说，他就是指耶稣，又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Jesus said, go into all the world, a world of lost people.
耶稣说去这个充满世上人的世界。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
And we have no right to exclude any part of the world that may be far away.
我们没有权利将世上离我们遥远的地区排除在外。
Any part that is inconvenient, uncomfortable, or even unwelcoming.
这些我们或许会觉得有点不方便、不舒服、不受欢迎的地方。
We must include all the world.
我们必须将全世界算进来。
The scripture says, our God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth in 1 Timothy 2:4.
在提摩太前书第二章第四节提到说，神愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Our God, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9.
在彼得后书第三章九节，神说，神不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
In Revelation, before the throne, we see a great multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language.
启示录中记载，在高天宝座前，我们看到有许多的人，就是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
All the world.
全世界。
That is a lot of real estate to cover.
经文上所形容的范围真的很广阔。
And that requires a lot of resources to make happen.
所以需要很多的资源来实现。
Of course, there are a lot of good works that our church can do. Lots of valuable ministries.
当然我们教会可以做很多其他的好事，许多有价值的事工。
We can do rescue missions and social services and refugees and soup kitchens and prison ministry justice missions.
如同参加救护团队、社会服务、难民帮助，或者专为无家可归或贫穷者提供饮食的设施，监狱事工，或者帮助弱势的法律团体等等。
But it's God's priority to proclaim the good news that Jesus died to redeem sinners.
但神对教会最优先的要求就是要他宣告好消息，那就是耶稣为罪人死。
For souls to be added to the kingdom.
使更多灵魂能进入神的国。
When I first arrived at RCCC, I read the mission statement.
我最初来到若歌教会的时候，我看到教会对宣教的宣告。
And I was excited, and it reads like this.
我真的很兴奋，它上面说，
The RCCC Missions Ministry exists to mobilize and equip God's people to embrace His passion and engage in His purpose to establish a kingdom of worshipers from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue. We wish to see every member of RCCC take up their cross and follow Christ to fulfill the Great Commission by making disciples of all nations, especially among the least reached.Through praying, giving, and going, the purpose of missions is to impassion and equip God's people for lives of ardent worship expressed in active service and faith.
若歌教会宣教事工的存在是为了动员和装备上帝的子民，以基督的心为心，建立一个来自各国、各族、各民、各方归向上帝的敬拜王国。盼望若歌教会的每一个成员都背起个人的十字架来跟随基督，在各地培训门徒来实现大使命，特别是在未得之地。宣教的目的就是借由祷告、奉献和差派，传扬上帝的爱，装备上帝的子民，使他们在积极的服事和坚固的信仰中展现敬虔的生命。
And I just loved it.
我真的很爱这个宣言。
These words were beautifully expressed and continue to resonate.
这些字句优美地形容我们的使命，而且持续引起共鸣。
Many of you sacrificially and generously had given to the Great Commission for 42 years.
在这42年里，你们当中有许多人牺牲自己，慷慨解囊，为大使命捐献。
Well done, good and faithful servants.
感谢赞美主，你们这些又良善又忠心的仆人。
And of course, our job is not done yet.
当然，我们的工作尚未完成。
The Great Commission task is not finished yet.
大使命的事工还没结束。
And we can do more.
我们还可以做得更多。
And we can do better in the next 42 years.
在未来的42年里，我们可以做得更好。
It is God's priority, and therefore it is our church's priority.
这是神看大使命为优先，所以这也理当成为我们的优先。
So why else should we participate in the faith pledge?
所以我们应当参加这个信心应许。
Number two, to enable the missions ministry to plan the 2022 budget.
第二是宣道部能策划2022年的宣道预算。
How much more does God want our church to advance the gospel next year?
在未来的一年，神对教会广传福音的事工上要求多少呢？
We all plan our family budgets according to an expected income.
我们在家里管理财务的时候， 都是照着预期的收入来规划。
The pledge helps us to anticipate an amount.
这个应许让我们知道会有什么数目进来。
The pledge is practical for faithful spending.
这是一个很实际的事情，让我们知道要如何将这个金额使用在对的地方。
Now, the Southern Baptist denomination annually takes a year-end offering, a special offering called the Lottie Moon Christmas offering.
美南浸信会许多的教会每年年底会举行一个特别的募款，称为穆拉蒂圣诞奉款。
And that total amount for this denomination determines the following year's spending.
所收到的总金额会决定下一年的开支。
In 2020, they collected a cumulative $5 billion to support international missions in 2021.
在2020年，这些教会所募得的款项总共高达50亿美元，用来支持2021年的国际宣教事工。
Now, that's a nice chunk of change.
这是一笔可观的数目。
And for us Chinese Christians, Lottie Moon, we are indebted to her because she was a single sister missionary who brought the gospel to China for 40 years.
我们华人基督徒对这位穆拉蒂姐妹感激不尽，因为她是一位单身的姐妹宣教士，她将福音带入中国，并且在那里待了40年。
So responsible planning and accurate accounting and good stewardship are very important.
所以认真负责的规划、精准的理账、良好的管理都很重要。
Yet there is another way to determine a mission budget, not based on what is collected the year before.
但我们也可以采用另一种方式来策划宣教预算，不是靠着去年捐款的总额。
But based on faith with an anticipated budget that is pledged.
而是靠信心应许奉献来决定预算。
And that's partly how we function.
所以若个教会是这样子。
You may think, can't I just privately give towards mission ministry without signing a pledge?
你或许会想，我难道就不能不填信心应许表，私下奉献给宣道事工吗？
Can't I just give to who I want to support?
我难道就不能奉献给我想要支持的人或机构吗？
Well, yes, many of you are already generously giving without pledging.
当然可以。你们当中有许多人已经在没有应许的情况下毫不吝啬地奉献了。
But may I suggest that faith pledge is an opportunity for us to trust God, to see God work, to do something mind-blowing.
但允许我做个建议，信心应许是一个让我们可以看到神意想不到的作为的机会。
The faith part comes from relying on God to provide the promise or pledge that you believe He is calling you to make.
信心的部分来自于依靠神对他呼召你所做的应许而有所预备。
It was first taught by the 19th century Canadian preacher A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
这个教导来自于19世纪一位加拿大的牧师宣信牧师，他创办了基督教宣道会。
He taught a three-part challenge.
他把这分为三个挑战。
First, what can I afford to give to the Great Commission work?
第一，依我的能力，我能为大使命献上多少？
This is based on one's ability to give.
这个重点在于一个人能奉献的能力。
Secondly, what can I sacrifice from my normal expenses in order to give?
第二，我为了奉献，能牺牲哪些平常的开支？
The focus is on sacrifice.
重点在于牺牲。
Thirdly, what can I trust God to provide in unexpected income?
第三，我能信靠神会预备多少的收入？
This is based on focus on faith in God.
这个重点在于对神的信心。
Most of us give the first kind is what I can afford.
我们大部分的人大概是以那个第一点，以我们的能力而奉献。
At my Boston church, when I led the junior worship, I challenged my young teens to participate in the mission's faith pledge.
我在波士顿教会带领青少年崇拜的时候，我挑战那些年轻人，邀请他们参与宣道事工信心应许。
I asked them to pray and make a pledge for the purpose of bringing the gospel to the lost in the world.
我请他们祷告，然后再做应许， 为了将福音带给这世上失丧的人。
So consider, what can you afford to give?
所以我叫他们仔细考虑，我能给多少？
What can you sacrifice?
我能牺牲什么？
What can you trust God to provide?
我能信靠神会预备什么？
At first, I thought that if every student gave $1 a month, that perhaps from their allowance, they might see that their $12 a year might make a difference.
一开始我以为如果每个学生应许每个月捐一块美元，这大概是来自他们的零用钱，他们将会看到他们每年的12块美金所带来的改变。
And I reminded them that don't make a frivolous promise that you are not serious to keep.
我提醒他们不要随便许下一个你不打算遵守的承诺。
And don't get the money sinfully, like steal it from your parents' wallet while they're sleeping in bed.
也不要用不当的方式来筹钱，比如说趁你爸妈在睡觉的时候，你从他们皮包里偷偷的把钱拿出来。
So go home and share with your parents.
所以回。
And return with your pledge.
所以回家后跟你们的家长分享，然后再回来决定你的应许金额。
And it was rather humbling for me.
就是这个经验让我自省，也让我反思。
One year, the pledge came in at just over $1,600.
有一年应许总额超过了1600块美元。
From a group of junior high students.
这是一群初中生。
And I asked them, how do you plan to carry out this faith pledge?
我就问他们，你们将如何实现这个信心应许呢？
Afford. Some said, I'll share part of my allowance.
对于他们的财力能力，这些孩子就回答说，有些说我愿意分享我零用钱的一部分。
I'll share from my Chinese New Year 红包。
有些人就说我从我过年拿到的红包分享一点出来。
I'll break my piggy bank.
我会打破我的铺满。
Sacrifice. Some said, I'll skip going to see a movie.
牺牲这一方面，有些说我不去电影院看电影了。
I'll skip eating out at McDonald's with my friends.
我不跟朋友一起去麦当劳了。
Instead of buying that new video game, I'll give the money to missions instead.
我不买最新的电玩游戏，把省下来的钱奉献给宣教。
Trusting God. Some said, I'll do chores to earn money.
信靠神，有些说我就多做点家事，赚点外快。
I will shovel the snow and mow the lawns for my neighbors and earn the money.
我帮邻居扫雪除草。
I will ask God to provide.
我会求神预备。
As excited as I felt about $1,600, I gave them a week to reconsider.
虽然我对这1600块钱的应许相当的兴奋，但我还是让孩子们多一个礼拜考虑。
You may go home and come back and change your pledges next week.
我跟他们说
I wasn't so sure.
我跟他们说，你们回去好好的想，然后你们或许会改变你们的主意，因为我真的不太确定。
And then the next week, the pledge came in higher.
一个礼拜后，这个应许的金额竟然更高了。
And when the offering was collected each week, inside the offering bag, sometimes the money was wrapped in notebook paper and folded origami.
每个礼拜当我们用奉献袋收集捐款的时候，有些钱是用笔记本撕下来的纸张包起来，还有些钱是折在折纸里面。
Kind of like this with the money in there for my missionaries.
就像那样子，上面还会写说为我的宣教士们。
Sometimes there were $20 bills.
有时候是我们会收到20元钞票。
One day, a student brought in a Ziploc bag with over $100, mostly in coins.
有一天，一个学生还带进一个塑胶袋，塑胶袋里面是有100块的，大部分是硬币。
And I felt so sorry for our treasurer.
我还真的对我们的财务部觉得有点对不起。
For all the extra work of unfolding all the money out of the paper.
因为他们要花更多的时间整理这些钱，还要把折纸摊开。
But they told me that they were delighted to see the junior high offerings.
但他们告诉我，他们每次看到这些初中生的奉献的时候，都很高兴。
Some days I could really love my job.
有些日子，就像这种日子，我真的好喜欢我的工作。
And I know that many of the children grew up, they served alongside me on short-term missions.
我知道这些孩子当中，许多长大后与我在短宣队里一同服侍。
And today they continue to generously give to the Great Commission and to the needs in the world.
而且一直到今天，他们依然大方的奉献，无论是为着大使命，还是其他的需要。
These were lessons to shape their heart and their spiritual character, never to withhold anything from the Lord, especially to reach the lost.
这个功课帮助他们心与灵的成长，让他们学会不要紧紧抓住任何东西不给主，而是用他们所拥有的来寻回失丧的人。
So let's not only give what we can afford.
所以我们不要将我们的奉献圈在我们能力的范围里。
But let's also give in a way that we can sacrifice.
我们应当思考我们能牺牲什么。
And let's give in faith to participate in the mission's faith pledge.
让我们依靠信心来奉献，来一同参与宣道事工的信心应许。
The third reason is to be obedient to biblical teaching and examples of giving in the Bible.
第三，就是顺服圣经中的教导和奉献的例子。
Every church should look to Scripture for how we believe and how we practice.
每个教会应当以圣经为我们信仰及行为的根基。
But with the limited time I have with translation, I will only highlight some observations from several verses in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9.
但因为时间上的关系，我只能分享几个我从哥林多后书八到九章中的看见。
But I ask you to take some time this week to appreciate its entirety, as well as the daily scripture readings in the bulletin insert.
我邀请各位在未来这个礼拜当中花一点时间来细读这段经文，以及周报夹页里的每日读经。
Let God's word and the Holy Spirit speak to you on how you should pledge this year.
让神的话与圣灵的带领，使您能知道你要如何奉献。
The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians was raising money in Corinth to help the saints in need.
使徒保罗在哥林多募款，为了要帮助有需要的圣徒。
And he cites a good example in the churches in Macedonia who gave generously despite their circumstances.
他提到马其顿众教会的好例子，在患难贫困当中依然慷慨的乐捐。
And the early churches, it was all about advancing the gospel.
早期的教会专注于宣教，专注于将福音广传。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 8, first two verses.
让我们一起来看哥林多后书第八章一到二节。
This is what we learned from the churches in Macedonia.
我们从马其顿众教会那里学到这些事情。
It all starts with grace, the grace of God.
一切都是从恩典开始，就是神的恩典。
And they experienced God's grace that they shared grace with all those saints in need.
他们经历了神的恩典，并且将这份恩典分享给所需要的圣徒。
If we have been filled with God's grace, should we hold on to it tightly?
我们如果被神的恩典充满，我们应该紧紧地握住它吗？
Or should we release it? Release our grip and let it overflow.
还是我们应该松手，让这份恩典涌流出来呢？
More and more grace will come from God and then let it overflow.
神将会赐下更多的恩典，而这恩典也将满溢出来。
We won't ever run out of God's grace.
他的恩典永远不会被耗尽。
I have four observations in verse 2.
在第二节当中，我观察到了四件事。
First, these believers, they had increasing severe trials.
第一，这些信徒他们遭遇的越来越多的严重的患难。
Along with that, they had overflowing joy.
但是他们也有满足的喜乐。
They also had extreme poverty, deep poverty.
他们极穷，是一个非常非常贫困的状态。
And yet, instead of holding on to it, yet they responded in rich generosity.
但他们的回应就是乐捐的厚恩。
Despite being in poverty,
虽然他们是处在极穷的状态，
those who have less have been known to give more.
那些拥有比较少的人，其实通常会愿意付出更多。
Give more than even those who are well off.
甚至多过于那些有钱人。
And perhaps it's because the poor have acknowledged that they have received so much grace.
这可能是因为这些穷人知道说他们领受了许多的恩典
，that their desire was to give more grace，
所以他们愿意将这个恩惠分享出来。
So being free of problems and having more does not equate with generosity.
所以生活富裕又没有烦恼，并不是与慷慨不慷慨画于同等号。
Oftentimes it's quite the opposite.
其实就是恰恰相反。
God's grace also does not remove severe trials and extreme poverty.
神的恩典并不会将患难中的试炼和极其的贫穷除去。
But with God's grace, it responds in abundant joy and rich generosity.
但这恩典的回应是丰盛的喜乐和乐捐的厚恩。
And this is how the churches in Macedonia gave.
马其顿众教会是这样的奉献。
Let's look at verses 3 to 5.
让我们看哥林多后书第八章三到五节。
They gave beyond their ability, beyond their means.
他们的奉献是过了力量，超过他们的能力范围。
It was more than they could afford to give.
这是多过于他们财力上能付得起的。
They gave out of choice, their own choice. They were not coerced, and it was not out of guilt.
他们的奉献是出于自己的选择，他们不是被强迫或因为内疚才付出。
They were willful and cheerful givers.
他们甘心乐意的捐助。
And not only that, they passionately begged to give.
他们很迫切的要求参与这个奉献。
Now, Paul may have known that they were persecuted and poor and tried to stop them from giving too much.
保罗可能知道他们正在受逼迫而且贫穷，所以试着阻止他们奉献太多。
But these new passionate believers were eager and fervent. Please let us give.
但这些充满热心的新的信徒，他们真的很渴望，很热心，想要给。
Because it was simply their joy to give and share with the saints in need.
因为能帮助有需要的圣徒就是他们的喜乐。
They exceeded expectations.
他们的行动超出预料。
They first gave themselves to the Lord.
他们先把自己献给主。
They offered their lives, their devotion, their first love to Christ.
将他们的生命、他们的虔诚、他们的初心献给主。
And then they offered their money for their brothers.
然后再奉献他们的金钱给圣徒。
Then Paul says to the church in Corinth in verse 7.
然后在第七节里，保罗跟哥林多教会说，
But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving.
你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
We at Archibald C can humbly admit and confess that we have flaws and weaknesses.
我们属于若歌教会的信徒可以谦卑地承认我们的缺陷与软弱。
But we praise God that our church has also excelled in just about everything.
但感谢赞美主，我们教会在大概在许多的事上都显出，都格外显出满足来。
We have excelled in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in earnestness, and in love.
在信心、口才、知识、热心和爱心。
But now see to it that we also excel.In the grace of giving.
所以现在我们就应当在慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
Giving is an act of grace for the church to express together.
奉献是一件教会可以同心一体彰显恩典的方式。
When a church corporately gives to reach out to an unreached people's group to build a new church,
当教会全体奉献为了帮助未得之民，帮他们成立一个新的教会
，or translate a new Bible，
或者翻译圣经
，or to help the orphans and the widows to feed, to clothe, to shelter and look out the least of these，
或者帮助孤儿与寡妇，或者照顾我们当中最小的，提供他们饮食、衣物、住宿。
The church can powerfully change the world for Christ.
教会就可以为基督的缘故大大的改变这世界。
This church can powerfully change the world for Christ.
这个教会可以为基督的缘故而改变这个世界。
RCCC, if we remain in the status quo,
若个教会如果我们单单维持现状
And we stop right where we're at.
停摆在现况。
We stop planting churches.
停止职堂。
Stop sending out missionaries.
停止差派宣教士。
Stop adding more to our numbers.
停止会众人数的成长。
We can be pretty happy with ourselves.
我们可能还会感觉的还蛮蛮满意的。
And we can retire right here.
觉得可以退休了。
But what more does the Lord desire for our CCC to do and to become?
但神对若格教会还有哪些更多的期许呢？
And we will reap what we sow.
我们种什么就收割什么。
Can you read from chapter 9?
Sure. 在哥林多后书第九章六到八节还有十一节说，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们感谢归于神。
Let me just take a moment to read 8 and 11 in English. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. It doesn't seem right that some are blessed abundantly while others suffer in need.
有些人看起来很蒙福，但还是有些人还是饱受苦难。这看起来或许我们会觉得不太对。
But in verses 8 and 11, we realize we receive so much blessing so that we can generously give abundant blessings.
但在第八和第十一节中说，我们得着这个厚恩，以至于我们能大方的赐福给他人。
May our generosity result in a thanksgiving to God.
愿我们乐捐的厚恩引导我们将感谢归于神。
May there be nations in a world that will give thanks to God because of this church.
愿这世上能够有很多的地方能感谢归于神，正因为若个教会的付出。
Generous sowing reaps generous harvest.
多种的多收。
May RCCC make a difference to gathering all nations and tribes and peoples and languages in that great multitude before the Lamb.
但愿若个教会能在启示录里形容的状况有份，就是从各国、各族、各民、各方引领许多的人来站在羔羊面前。
Now, one final reason why we should participate in the faith pledge.
让我分享最后一个我认为我们为什么要参与信心应许的理由。
And that's number 5, to be changed myself.
那就是第五，使自己被改变。
To put my faith in God and discover that He will provide beyond my ability.
完全信靠神，会发现他的预备将会大过于所有的能力。
That He will stretch my faith and exceed my expectation.
他会使我的信心增长，超乎我所求所想。
I have always known that my Heavenly Father was a generous and loving God who provides what was needed.
我一直都知道我的天父是一位慷慨又蛮有爱心的神，他会预备我所需要的。
In my case, it was always exactly what I needed, no more, no less.
在我的状况永远都是刚刚好，不多也不少。
And I want to share two incidents with you that after I had dedicated to serve the Lord.
我要分享两个，我经历了两件事，是这是在我立志侍奉主之后发生的。
When I learned that God would always faithfully provide if only I would faithfully trust in Him.
这两件事让我知道说神会预备，只要我忠心的信靠他。
So the first incident is this. I studied in a college with a tuition-free scholarship.
所以第一件事是这个，我上大学的时候有全额的奖学金。
It was God's grace that I had the ability to go to college for free.
这是神的恩典，使我在上大学的时候完全不用付学费。
But when my calling was confirmed, I put that aside.
但当我接受神的呼召的时候,
and I transferred to a Bible college where I suddenly had a big tuition bill to pay.
我决定转到圣经学院,而且在那个时候我就突然需要付庞大的学费。
And for the first time, I wondered if I heard God wrong.
我第一次开始纳闷,想说是否听错了神的呼召。
My friend Jeanette, who is full of faith, she made me kneel beside her by my bed in my dorm room to pray.
我的朋友 Jeanette, 她蛮有信心,她叫我跟她一起跪在宿舍的床边,然后她开始祷告。
And she prayed, Bless my dear sister who loves you, Lord.
她祷告说,求主赐福给我这位爱你的姐妹,她很爱你。
I pray that in the name of Jesus, that you send money to Sandy in the mail this week.
我奉耶稣的名祷告，求你这个礼拜将钱邮寄给 Sandy.
So that she will know that you are faithful to provide for her.
使她知道你是信实，会为她预备。
You know, and I stopped her.
我在这个时候就立刻阻止了她。
I said, Jeanette, do not test the Lord with such a prayer.
我就说 Jeanette, 拜托你不要用这样的祷告来试探神。
She smiled at me and bowed her head and continued to pray.
她就微微笑，然后又低下头继续祷告。
Forgive my sister, give her faith.
原谅我的姐妹，赐给她信心吧。
Yes, Lord, we believe you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Send Sandy money in the mail this week so that she will know that you are God and you know all her needs.
是的，主，我们相信你是耶和华以勒，我们的供应者。请你在这个礼拜将钱邮寄给 Sandy， 让他知道你就是神，你知道他一切的需要。
2 days later, in my campus mailbox,
在两天后，我在信箱里
，I received a card from a friend，
发现了一张朋友寄来的卡片
，who wrote, "The Lord laid it on my heart to send this to you. Have a great year in school."
他在卡片上写着说，神感动了我，叫我送这张卡片给你，希望你能度过一个美好的学年。
And in the envelope, I want to say $40,000. No, it was $40.
信封里，我本来想说是放了$40,000，其实没有，只有40元。
And it was postmarked on the day before we prayed.
邮戳的日期是我们祷告的前一天。
And it stretched my faith.
这个让我的信心大增。
Now, $40 wasn't going to pay for my tuition.
40块当然不够我付学费。
But it was a sign.
但这是一个征兆。
I had no doubt that God would take care of me.
我不再怀疑神会看顾我。
Just fearlessly obey and live by faith.
我只要放胆地去遵守它，靠着信心而活。
And testify to the next generation to have great faith.Because the Lord is faithful.
并且对下一代做见证，教导他们要拥有极大的信心，因为主是信实的。
In fact, to God be the glory, I finished Bible college and seminary debt-free.
愿荣耀归于神，我一路从圣经学院到神学院，完全没有欠过债。
And to this day, I have no idea how all my bills were paid.
至今我倒还不太清楚当初所有的账单是如何付清的。
But I knew that my life was in very good hands of the Lord.
但我知道我的生命是在神美好的手中。
I cherish the words of Hudson Taylor, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply.
我很珍惜戴德森的一句话，他说上帝的工作如果依照上帝的吩咐去做，绝对不会缺少上帝的供应。
When God calls us to do something or go somewhere, He will surely provide a way.
当神呼召我们做某件事或去某个地方的时候，他必会开路。
My last story.
我最后分享一个小故事。
During Bible college, I was drawn to the Compassion International display tables.
我在圣经学院就读的时候，一个国际希望会的展览吸引了我。
You know, these were the tables that had lots of pictures of kids that needed sponsorship to support them.
所以这个展览就是我们会看到说有许多照片上面都是摆贫困儿童 的照片。
And at that time, for $21 a month, I could provide food and vaccines and clothing and school support for a needy child.
所以那个时候上面他说，每个月只要花21块美元，我就可以提供一个孩子的饮食、衣服、预防针和学校的费用。
All I had to do is sign a pledge.
我只要签下那个应许。
And I started walking away because there was no way I could afford $21 a month as a college student.
我开始慢慢的离开这个摊位，因为我付不起这个21块。
But the Lord kept on turning my head, and my heart was drawn to this five-year-old little girl named Angel in the Philippines.
但主使我一直转回我的头，他触动了我的心弦。我的眼睛一直看着一个五岁的来自菲律宾的小女孩，名字叫 Angel。
And before I knew it, I signed a pledge.
结果我就登记了。
And I had no idea how to pay for it.
我并不知道我将如何承担这个应许。
But I prayed in faith, Lord, help me do this.
但我靠着我的信心祷告说，求神帮助我。
A week later, I went to the job office at the college and found a listing.
一个礼拜后，我在就业的办公室里找到了一个打扫房子的工作。
So when I called this woman, she actually tried to talk me out of it.
当我打给雇主的时候，那位女士劝我不要接这份工作。
She said, "Oh, you may not want this job."
她说，你可能不会想要打这个工。
My teenage son is very messy.
我青少年的儿子很凌乱。
You would have to walk 2 miles uphill to get to my house.
你必须走两英里的上坡路才能到我家。
And I only need you 3 hours a month.
而且我每个月只需要你来三个小时。
I can only afford to pay you $7 an hour.
我每个小时只会付你七块钱。
And right away I said, $21 a month?
我立刻说，每个月21块吗？
I'll take the job.
这份工作我要了。
It was exactly what I had pledged in faith, asking God to provide.
工资刚好就是我靠着信心所应许的金额。
Many years and quite a few more compassion child sponsorships later, I have been amazed how God provides each time.
经过这么多年，这当中我也赞助了更多的孩童，我依然对神的预备感到惊奇。
But that was a life-changing moment for me.
那个经验改变了我。
If God moves you to make a certain faith pledge, He will provide probably no more, no less.
如果神感动你许下某种信心应许，他将会预备不多也不少。
The Lord is faithful to provide.
信实的神会供应。
If the Lord directs RCCC to build this or support that,
如果神引导若个教会来建盖这个或者赞助那个
，to sow this or to give that，
来种下这个或捐给那个
，He will provide a way to accomplish it。
他必会开一条路来完成这些事工。
If only we trust Him in faith，
我们只要信靠主。
So be bold in our faith。
所以在信心中应当坦然无惧。
May the Lord guide RCCC in our faith pledge to fulfill the Great Commission。With passion.
愿主在信心应许这件事上引领若歌教会热心地完成大使命。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Lord,
满有恩惠的主，
We pray that we may respond to your generosity that we have received and be bold in a manner that we give and pray and send and go.
我们祷告，让我们能回应从你那里得着的厚恩，坦然无惧地奉献祈祷差遣去。
We pray that as you wish, all nations will receive the gospel.
我们祈求万国会得着福音，这就是你所期望的。
Help us to stay in the game.
帮助我们与这个有份。
Stretch our church to give not only what we could afford, but also what we can sacrifice and trust you, Lord, to provide beyond what we imagine.
激励我们的教会，让我们不只献上我们能力范围里能给的，还要能牺牲，并信靠主的预备会远远超乎我们所求所想。
For we are your church.
因为我们是你的教会。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.